Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you tonight? Hey. We're coming on here live today talking about habits. Creating good habits that work with you. That is today's topic. We're going to have another coach on tonight, and we're going to be talking to him as we get set up. We're now live on YouTube, or well, not quite on YouTube, Blog Talk, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So how is everybody's weekend today or week today? It's hump day. It's Wednesday. You know, we only got a couple more days in the week to start. A couple more days of this week. If I have not signed up for my, if you have not signed up for my meetup group, Please take the time to sign up for that meetup group and get started. Get started. That meetup is giving out away a lot of great information that we're hosting, that we're putting together a lot of great information. But we are going to be talking today about habits. Excuse my hat today. I'm in the middle of getting my hair done. So, you know, it's the beauty, cost of beauty. I don't have much time to get it done. So it was one of those things that was like, well, we're going to get it done today. So, guys, let's get YouTube set up, and then we will go into the broadcast. I think tonight is going to be special. It's great to be able to have on a special guest that is kind of in the habits, creating habits, teaching people how to create habits, ideology. So we're going to go over real quickly in the next in the next 30 minutes before he comes on, we're going to go over 28 of my habits that you should partake in. 28 habits that you have. 28 habits, okay? Habit number one. This is how to be successful. This is how to be... how to make money, how to be great with your business, how to do everything else. I have no makeup on today, guys. It's hot. I mean, I'm hot today. I look sleepy. I'm very tired. I got a lot going on. So these are a lot of habits that you have to create to be successful. And I'm going to go over 28 of them briefly. We're just going to kind of name them and see how we can implement them in our lives. Now, when you're starting new habits, when you're starting new things, I don't want anyone to think that you got to start all of these habits at one time. You never have to make all of these changes at one time, because when you're making all of these changes at once, it gets extremely overwhelming. Can I tell you that? It gets extremely overwhelming trying to create all of these habits at once. I tried that one time, and it didn't work for me. So, habit number one, wake up early. Now, what does that mean, right? Some people say 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m. Some people say 9, 10. It depends on what your days and what your objectives are in your days. How you planned out your day? What are you going to do today? How many distractions do you get in between certain hours of your day? I know my middle of my day between 10 o'clock in the morning until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm pretty busy with, distractions. We'll call them. So I'm pretty busy with distractions. So with that being said, I have to adjust. There's certain things that I really want to get done before 5 o'clock. I need to wake up super early. I need to wake up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning to make sure those things get done. If I don't have a morning routine and I can get it done at night and my day does not fall into my night, then those are great things for me to get accomplished at night. So wake up early and make it your early. Your early is different than everybody else's early. So if somebody tells you you have to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, when do you start your day? When do you end your day? When is your day productive? You need to at least get 12 waking hours so you have at least 8 hours to sleep, and a couple hours in there to relax and to, do the things that you need to do to spend time with your family. So if you wake up at 4 in the morning, you're definitely going to bed around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. So if that doesn't, construe to your lifestyle, then that's not something that'll work for you. An hour of power. An hour of power. This is 1 hour that you take towards yourself every day. Dedicate 1 hour out the day to focus on yourself, to meditate, to exercise, to go walking, go running, go biking. If that's all you have, is you take 1 hour out your day to make sure that those are the things that you're doing within that hour, okay? Just 1 hour. Make sure that you have your mind, you have an idea. Even maybe it's an hour of planning. Maybe it's an hour of doing something that is fun for you. So, but take that hour out to actually get inspired. So the next one, number three, is to stay inspired. Stay inspired. Make sure you're motivated. Make sure you're doing something. Make sure you're energized. Make sure you like doing it. Make sure you're in the process of learning new things, educating yourself about your business, about your competition's business. Just stay inspired. You got to be happy. You got to be joyful when you're doing these businesses and when you're creating these businesses for helping people with their businesses or helping people to promote your business. You have to want to create. So make sure you stay inspired so that you can you can be creative. Number four is one of my best things that you have to do, everybody has to do, is set daily goals. Make sure you are setting goals daily. Whatever it is that you have to do, whatever that you want to do, make sure you set those goals daily so that you can get things done. So, and I'm going to be honest with you. Make your goals realistic to what you have to set. Don't say, oh, I'm going to write a book in today. Come on, man. We know the distractions, got people, things going on in and out your life. So those are the things that may not be realistic to what you really want to do. So set realistic goals. That's what we're going to add. Set realistic goals to what you're doing, to what you're putting together in your business, to your ideas. Achieve, archive, inbox zero. Make sure you're planning, you're going through your emails, making sure you are organized in everything else. Make sure you declutter your information. So if you have that list, if you have those goals, like what I like to do is maybe in the beginning of the week, the beginning of the month, write out a list of goals that you have, right? Write out a list of things that you need to do, right? So every day, pick two or three of those things off of those lists. Pick two or three things off of those lists so that you can actually, do them. when you're doing those things and when you're putting those things together, my business so much more productive. It'll make your business so much more productive. What I didn't do, I need to turn. I wonder how I get from here. I guess, don't worry about it. All right, manage your time. I'm coaching people now, and that is the biggest thing. People are overwhelmed by the level of coaching, by the conference, everything that is going on. Manage your time, okay? Make sure your time, you have your time planned out. You know, there's that guy that you're maybe dating or whatever, or the girl that you may be dating, and they have this really strict schedule about how they do things and when they do things and blah, blah, blah. Those are the most productive people in the world. Now, when you're dating them, it sounds annoying. I have to go to the gym at 5. I have to eat breakfast at 2. I have to do this at such and such. Dinner is at such and such. The reason why these people have made, I've never understood why. The reason why these people have made these schedules, it helps them get things done for them. It helps them to stay structured. Regardless if you're a 9-to-5-er or you're in a business, when you're working a 9-to-5 job, listen, guys, when you're working a 9-to-5 job, you go to work at 9, you get off at 5. Between 9 to 5, you work between 9 and 12. You do your work. At 12 o'clock, we take a lunch. At lunchtime, we lunch till 1 to 4:30, 4:45, we're working again. Okay, we might take a break here or there in between those two things. But if you're really working, that is your schedule, right? So when you are a business owner, you have to manage your time the same way. I'm not saying you have to go wake up at 9 and work until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That might not work for you. You might be a 2 to 10. You might be 11 to 7. You might be, whatever those schedules are for you, you need to set those adequate times for you to work. Excuse me, guys. Sometimes you may even have to work a couple of hours in the morning. Oh, goodness. You may have to break your day up. Maybe you'll go from 8 to 12, then from 12 to whatever you got to do, family stuff, school stuff, business, whatever, run your errands for your house, and then you get back home around 7 or 8 o'clock after you fed your family, put everybody to bed, then you work from 7 o'clock at night to about 10 or 11. Those are the way you have to structure your schedule. But make sure you have a time management system put in play for your things to do. Get exercise daily. Make sure you are doing routinely exercising every day. Because when you're doing your business, when you're building your business, you need to have that burst of energy. You need to have your self-care time. You need to be healthy. You're going. You don't want to be tired. You don't want to be exhausted. Because all of that overwhelms you. Having a business is extremely stressful. So when you are, if you work out, that helps you relieve that stress, lose that weight, get you feeling better, get your confidence up. Because the thing is you have to be in that area, in that place in your life when you don't know what it's going to say. Are you going to be on TV? Are you going to be talking in front of people? Are you going to be doing a presentation? What are you going to be doing to, expose your business to the thousands of people that you want to expose to? If you're confident about yourself and you're happy about who you are and what you look like and how you feel inside, those things help you get to the level that you want to do. Because now it's like, hey, I'm in here, my hair's, half washed, I'm going to get it done later on this week, and this is how I am. I think I'm beautiful. I think I'm great. I think I'm fabulous. So if I come here with a bad hair day with a hat on today, what, I don't care. You know what I mean? Those are the things that I have to do, because I'm not like, oh, I'm not going to do my presentation today because my hair is not done. If I cared that much, I'd have did it earlier. I don't care that much. So making sure that you actually, you know, take the time to self-care, exercise, eat right, be healthy, are great habits to work out. Now, we're going to go over the Pareto principle. This is that 80-20 rule. 80% of what you do in your business gives you 20% of your results. Or 20% of what you do in your business gives you 80% of your results. So if you're thinking about what you're doing in your business, how much you're not doing in your business, how much you could be doing in your business, you want to make 20% more, 80% more money, you got to add some other things to it. We've gone over 12 successful things that can help you grow your business, 12 marketing strategies through the last couple of podcasts if you want to follow, rewatch those, on 12 strategies that can actually help you grow your business. Now, I'm not telling you to do all 12. Again, it's about the things that you have to do. But if you automate some of these things, they can do them for yourself. Like, click the link in my bio, join my email list, see my email campaigns, download my free ebook, download my free planners. There are so many things that you can download for me that I'm just giving away to people. Go to my itsuniqueright.com website and watch a couple of the courses that I have had set up in my program. You know what I mean? Take time to do those things so that you can educate and teach yourself those things, those fundamentals that you are wanting to. If you want all the courses, if you want a roadmap to your business, then actually, you know, go into my I Am Unique Right Marketing and sign up for my e-learning platform. There's so much information out there that you can learn, so much information out there that you can grasp that I'm giving you away for a low, low, that will help you grow your business. Track and analyze. We know we're on Facebook. We know we're on YouTube. We know we're on Instagram. We're on Blog Talk Radio. I sit there and look at the analytics. What are the things that I said? What are the things that I was doing to help me grow my business, to help me make my business better? When did I get a boost? What was I talking about when I got a surge of people listening to me? What was the energy that I was giving when I had that surge of people listening to me? Sometimes you got to like go back and see what were you saying? What were you talking about? What were you doing? See what that was. When people came to your restaurant, when people came to your business, when people did that surge, what made them come? What energy did you have they come? So make sure you track and you analyze things that you're doing in your business and in your life so that you can see what works for you. Because if I go walking every day, I walk 5 miles every day. Say I walk 5 miles every day and I don't lose any weight. My waistline is not going down. Okay, and got a little bit of energy. My mindset is better. But if my goal is to lose my stomach, then I know I need to pep the step. I need to walk a little bit faster to make sure that I have, you know, I'm maybe burning that fat. I'm doing those things that you need to do. If in my business, I know that if my email blast goes out, I have more people jump onto my lives. If I know that more people listen to it or go to my YouTube page, if I promote my YouTube page, then those are the things that I need to do. You have to actually sit there and promote yourself. Tell people that you're out here in the world. Push people to listen to you. Push people to sign up. You know what I mean? It's not about spamming. It's about giving them the opportunity to learn from the information that you have out there. Number 10 is network. Making sure you're networking. These are all habits that you need to do in your business. Who you know is better than what you know in some places. Making sure you get with those group of women. Get out there, network, talk to people. Why? Because those people need to understand what you do. And you can't tell nobody what you do in your house all the time. Yes, social media. Are you going to be on social media all day, every day? Are you going to talk to different people all day, every day on social media? If you're not going to be on live, like you live your whole life on live, if you're not going to do that, then you need to go out in public and network with people. Find like-minded individuals that want to grow their business. If you need help finding like-minded individuals who want to grow their business, sign up for my meetup group. We go in there. We do virtual classes. When it gets summer, we're going to actually do some meet and greets and get to know people and start networking. And we're building that network. We're building that foundation so that we can get people inspired, get people to understand what they need to do in their business. Sitting with people. Do joint ventures. Work with other people. Do business with other people that don't maybe have a compete with you. You know, just work with different groups. Making, connecting with different people will open your network up. Connecting with people who are in the business will. When I was out there connecting and networking a lot, I slowed down. Everybody slowed down because of COVID, right? When I was out there connecting, I got a lot more information. People told me about things that I didn't know about when I was out there. Like, oh, let's go to this because that might be there. Not even celebrities, just people, other business people that you can network with. So these are the things that you have to do to make your business out there. Add value. Find people and things that add value to your life. Add education. Always keep learning. Learn new recipes. Learn new ideas. Learn new functionalities. Learn different things. Add value to your life. Read a book. Listen to a book. I'm not a big, oh, I'm going to read this book, da, 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 da. Listen to the book. There's Audible. There's thousands of books on Audible that you can download. $14.99 a month. And you can download as many books as you want to, or at least you can, what, 2-3 books a month? I don't know. But you can listen to it. That's a couple of hours worth of listening, too. So making sure you read books. Getting add value to your life. Number 13 is ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions. If you don't know how something is done, ask questions. Make sure you're understanding, you're getting a grasp on what's going on in life, what's going on. Ask questions and listen to the answers. Don't assume you're good at what you're doing that you're not listening. Listen to the answers because there could be a message in there for you. There could be something in there for you. So listen. Listen to what people have to say. Listen to the people who are surrounding you. You can dictate if those are the people you want to hang out with or not hang out with, or are they good? This was journal your thoughts. Take time, maybe in that hour, power hour, take the time, 5-10 minutes of that, to write down, how do you feel today? What is going on with you? What are you having to do? What are your goals? What are you trying to manifest? What do you need to get out? What are you upset about? Sometimes writing that out allows you to release those things in your mind, okay? Now, this is one of my favorite things that I've learned over the year. Number 15 is focus on your positivity. There is a positive aspect in every negative aspect. So make sure you're focused on that positive aspect of it. Yes, okay, we don't, gas prices are such and such, so you don't go walking. Walk, get some exercise if that's what you have to do. Don't go out as much. Do things, do less of something so that you don't have to pay so much cash. You know what I mean? I know y'all have been fucked up, but y'all can go outside. So stay focused in the positive. There's always going to be negative. We can find negative in everything, but stay focused on the positive. Contribute your time. Now, feed the homeless, online, educate people, give them the time a day, contribute your time, help others in need, help people who may not be able to afford your services, take a time to maybe sponsor somebody that can do that for you. So contribute your time to help others. This shows value. And you know that person who may not be able to afford your services at that moment, if you help them, they will tell multiple people about how great you are and what are the awesome things that you have done. So making sure you have that in place helps you actually grow your business. Number 17, we're almost done. 17 is follow a budget. I know y'all, your entrepreneurs, y'all don't even know what a budget is. Some of y'all don't even know what finances is, some of that profit loss statements, all of this. Make a budget. Know what you're spending. Know where your money's going. Know what, if you got four platforms, like say I got Blog Talk, I got Meetup, I got Zoom, I have all of these GoDaddy, all of these things are coming out of my account every month. So I have to make sure, along with my regular bills, so I have to make sure on what I am doing to make that money, to make that money. And if those things are not making me the money that I need, maybe I need to cut back on some of it until it's due time to use it to make that money. But follow up, have a budget, know where your money is, okay? This is my favorite one. Everybody in business, everybody who's out there needs this. Consult with a mentor. Find somebody who is able to mentor you to be the person that you need to be. Find if it's a friend, if it's a coworker, if it's somebody in a different range as you, a mentor, a coach, somebody that can help you and push you to do different things, push you out your comfort zone. That's what a mentor is going to do. They're going to make sure you are doing things that are exceptional in your life, that if you're making a mistake, they're going to bring it up and tell you about it. So find a mentor. If you need one, click the link in the bio and I'll sign you up today. So I love helping people grow their business. I love helping people mentor themselves. So those are the things that you can do when you are a business owner. Number 19, emulate success. That fake it until you make it. But when I say that to you, I'm not saying go out here and buy Bentleys and Rolls Royces and try to, oh yes, this is my car, blase, blah. People care about that, but they don't care about that. You're renting these luxury houses. People are renting Airbnb. You rent that Airbnb for a couple hundred dollars a night, take some pictures, do some videos in it, blase, blah, and pop up whenever you want to. And then the rest of your broadcasts are in a corner somewhere. Like, be real with yourself, but emulate it. Live your life. If you want that fancy car, which I don't recommend, if you want that car, go sit in it. Go enjoy it. Go rent one. Because people who have a lot of money, I mean, yeah, they have lots of nice things, but they do not flaunt it. You don't know street. And be passing millionaires all day, and you will not know it. But you see somebody with a gold chain and gooey Louis Vuitton, you think they got all the money, and they got zero credit. They don't have nothing in their bank account. You want to walk by somebody who got those Dockers on and that polo shirt on, and can pull out that Amex. They pulling out that Amex at the bar. You're like, oh. Excuse me, you got good credit, huh? Those are the things that you want in your life. So emulate that. That's what that person looks like. They're not spending money on big old watches and fancy cars, and they're probably jumping in a freaking Honda. Why? Because they're taking care of their business. They're living by a budget. They've created successful habits. They're saving money. They're making money. They're doing the things that are successful. They're not focused on what other people think about themselves. Because the only reason why people do certain things on that level is because you want to be respected by somebody else. Now all they see is money out of you. Then you're mad at them because they are giving you, they're only asking you for money. So if those are the things that you want, let me hurry up. Number 20 is take action. And I'll bring my guest on. Take action. Make sure you're motivated. Make sure you're focused in the things that you're doing. Take the time to reflect on their ideas, on what's going on in your life. Reflect on those things. Reflect on your positives. Reflect on your negatives. Reflect on all of those things that are going on. Number 22, be grateful in your business. Be super grateful in what you're going to do. So we're about to bring on our guest in a few seconds. I have like 3 or 4 to go, but be grateful in your business. Number 23, respect others. You want people to respect you. You respect others. When you have a party and people come over, you have an event, people bring stuff. You bring stuff to their party. I mean, don't come out. Don't go nowhere empty-handed. Don't If you're doing a networking event and you see somebody selling something, buy something. Contribute. Respect others, because those are the things that you want done to you. Number 24, improve your skills. Always learn. Always keep learning. Make sure you're educating yourself. If you need a place to educate, click on the link in the bio. I have plenty of educational platforms that you can go over for yourself. Number 27, plan obsessively. Number 25, plan obsessively. Make sure you plan every moment out so that you can make sure you're doing the things that you do. Number 26, be mindful. Be mindful of other people. Be mindful of things that's going on around you. Be mindful of everything that you have surrounding you. Number 27, do something that you love every day. Make sure you're taking the time to do something that you love every day and you want to. And number 28, ask for help. I know this is the hardest one. This is the one that I will struggle and struggle and struggle before I ask for help. But make sure you're asking for help, because you don't know everything. Get an assistant. Get a trainer. Get a coach. Get somebody that can help you. Work your way up to the level that you want to do and get some help. I'm about to bring my guest on right now, and we're going to talk to Mr. Ivan. Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. Things are moving in the right direction, and overall things are good.
That is awesome. So tell everybody who you are and about your business.
Yes. So just to clarify, my name is Ian Tolson, and I write a book. I have a podcast. I also work full-time, so there's no hidden measures here. I'm definitely working alongside with everybody else, and I'm very fortunate that I have my life set up so that way I can do my entrepreneurial things and be working at the same time. It's something that I'm passionate about and constantly learning. So it's a great joy of mine to be able to experience these things that I have going on.
Nice, nice. So tell us what your book is about.
So my book is about habits, and I am currently writing it. So there's rough draft after rough draft, of course. And habits, just in general, are things that most people just see as something you do every single day. But in reality, habits break down into three parts. So there's the start of the habit, the change of the habit, and then when you finally end the habit. And my book basically goes into what causes a habit to start, how you change a habit if you want to do that, and how that you can influence your life for the better. Because after learning so much about this topic, I've been able to understand why some of my bad habits are caused to begin with and how I can change and alter those and use them to my advantage so that I can say, okay, I just need to reduce these actions. And if I reduce that, then this other habit won't occur. So it's being very present, very mindful, what you were talking about earlier, and in many ways can help you step yourself in a better direction.
That very, very true. And that's so awesome, because there are things in my life now that I, like now this podcast is a habit. Like I feel very uncomfortable if I don't do it, and I'll stop everything to make sure that I do it. Been doing it for the last 2 years, successful, is growing, is getting where I need it to be. But if you don't stay consistent, you won't. Like, I like to walk every day. That's a habit I have, or at least work out. Get some exercise in, get some sweat on your back. You know what I mean? So those are little habits that I have. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some habits that I've been trying to break, to get into. And starting a new habit is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Like, my biggest one now is getting my water. I got my glass jar, so I kind of monitor it and track it. But drinking water is a hard thing for me, because I don't like to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
So how do you overcome? What are things that you have learned that shows you how you have overcome? Like how to, what's the best way to start a new habit?
There's a few ways to start a new habit, and it really just depends on what it is, because habits can range in a variety of ways. But to start a habit, the easiest way to get started with it is to put it in your environment. And that can be at your house, at your work, wherever that environment is. If it is simply going for a walk, then putting your tennis shoes in a location that you're easily going to see them, whether it be at work or at the house. So that way it's more involved. Someone who wants to learn the guitar, for example, you'd put your guitar in a place that you can easily see it. And that's what I mean by making it more involved in your environment. And then the next thing you want to do is make it very easy for yourself to do this action. And don't do it for a very long time to start off with, because when we start a new habit, it is very commonly like trying to grow a tree. And this backs up to your idea, which was talking about consistency. Consistency is the number one thing. And to help the tree, the concept of the tree grow and watering it, is you just keep that consistency going. The problem that we commonly run into is people want to have it tomorrow. There's this instant gratification, but the tree is a good analogy for this, because the tree will not grow overnight. You have to keep watering it.
Right.
And if it's just a little bit of watering, then that's great. You know, just do it for those short time frames, less than 5 minutes. Sometimes I do my habits and they're less than 30 seconds long. So the important part is that you are consistent, because that's where the habit will have the chance to grow and blossom and become more of a tree. So that way it stays in your life and it grows roots and it becomes a part of you, like you're saying with being a podcaster, someone who's going for walks on a consistent basis. That's how you incorporate these things, so that way it stays long term.
Right. It's so very true. And those are things that are important. And when you are building a business and you're doing, especially working a job and building a business, you have to create that structure and put those good habits in play. In good habits and bad habits, you know, you have to kind of shift them around. And understand when you see a bad habit that you, how can you make changes? So for someone who is trying to get rid of a bad habit, what would you suggest?
The first thing I would tell a person is that bad habits will never go away. You can't get rid of the basic structure behind what a habit is. And let me clarify what I'm saying is, when AA was founded off of two alcoholics, excuse me, and in reality, those two alcoholics never actually quit the habit of drinking. They simply changed the outcomes of what they were doing. So instead of having the urge to drink and going to the bar or going to the store and buying liquor, instead they called somebody, because in reality, they were stressed, they had anxiety, they didn't know how to handle something. And so alcohol was a part of that situation that they were in. And the difference is, when they called somebody, they were able to talk with them. They were able to ease their anxiety, and therefore they didn't go and drink alcohol. So the habit will never go away. You just have to find a way to change your habit. And for example, when I smoked cigarettes, the way I got out of smoking cigarettes is I switched to playing harmonica. I did a lot of the very similar actions. I'm using my fingers, I'm doing something with my mouth, and I'm getting a head high, because when you use a harmonica, the vibrations move or vibrate your head so much that you get this sense of relief or a satisfaction from doing it. And so for anyone who is wanting to stop a bad habit, don't tell yourself you're wrong. Don't say, I'm terrible for doing this. I can't believe I'm doing this again. The thing you have to do is change the way and what you are doing. So if you are trying to quit drinking, then find someone that you can call when you have that anxiety. When you're wanting to smoke, find something else that you can do to change that. When you're wanting to watch and binge watch TV, find a different thing that you can do to replace what you're trying to do as a bad habit. And the other thing that you can do is to get rid of items that are causing the bad habit. So, for example, right, with the idea of watching too much TV, unplug the TV, hide the TV, put the TV in a place where it's not easy to see it or be around it, and instead put a pad of paper and a desk out that you can see it. There was a wonderful interview that I did with a guy named Hector, and without realizing it, that's exactly what he did. He got rid of his TV, and instead he put his desk out there with his laptop, and that's where he worked. So instead of the place where he watched TV, he then switched it over to the place where he started working. And when we look at habits in a sense, we're thinking of the relationship we have with that place. When we are in the living room, what is our relationship to that living room? Do we go there to watch TV? Do we go there to play video games? Do we go there to eat food and watch TV? And we have to look at that and say to ourselves, is that a good relationship that we have with that place? And if it's not, if we can object it, if we can clearly see that what we're doing is not so good, then we need to find a way to structure the environment differently so that way we are no longer negatively affecting ourselves to say, you know, what I'm doing isn't good and I'm bad for doing that, and just say, okay, I have to change something about my environment. What about my environment isn't good? And when you can do that, that is when real change occurs. That is when you can really get rid of your bad habits, because bad habits always stick. You just have to find a way to get them changed slightly so that way you're having a productive habit instead of a unproductive habit.
Make that bad habit into a good habit.
Yes. And that is involved with changing your environment. So, and get rid of the TV, find a computer or something so that you can work on something, you know, or a book or something that you would prefer, that would be better for you to do.
Nice. So what are some habits would you suggest? I know I went over 28 of them, but what are some, give me a couple of them that you would suggest for a entrepreneur or somebody getting into business or somebody who is in business and trying to be more productive?
You know, you probably already mentioned this one, and a big one is learning. So learning is probably one of the biggest key parts, specifically for entrepreneurs, because the thing is that once again, it goes back to our system and our day, how it's set up. And commonly what happens is, for example, I've been podcasting for more than 3 years at this point, and I thought I was doing all the right things. I was consistently going through the motions of making episodes and releasing them, and not getting the type of viewership that I was looking for. And it was only within these past 4 weeks that I really found the right information to say, okay, this isn't working. Why isn't it working? What I'm doing isn't wrong. It's the actions themselves. What do I need to change in order to get this result that I'm looking for? And so I found places where I can promote and produce, and that's part of the reason why I'm on here tonight, is because I needed to know that I needed to get onto other people's podcasts. I have to go buy a computer so that I can use a certain software so that I can put my podcast episodes on YouTube and other things like that. So this isn't really about me. This is about you. Find this topic that you're learning and go and find people who are doing well at it and figure out what they're doing. Find books on it. And another part to this is when you find information that is bad, just make sure that you can be willing to unlearn information as well. Be as willing to learn and unlearn information as much as you need. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have something that's working and it's not useful for you, then what is the purpose of it? It's just making you frustrated and you're getting mad. And that doesn't help you. So you have to find the right information from the right people to have the right amount of success. And this all goes in line with one another.
Exactly.
The other thing that I would suggest, and the other thing I would suggest for any entrepreneur is to go for walks. Walking and just, if it's running, walking, just get outside and just start being, like, I try to avoid doing this, and I thought it was an unproductive action for myself to go outside and take walks because I wasn't doing the work that I needed to get done, and that was, I have to focus on my thing, and that's important to me. But what I realized after taking so many walks is you start to have these little aha moments. And those aha moments are gold. They're more important than doing 6 hours of strategic effort and work, because that one aha moment could maybe change the way the thing you're working on, so that way it gets done faster. So that way you do the right action. So that way you connect the right dot so that you're being more productive. So, yes, do the work, do the effort, put in the labor, but make sure that you're getting outside enough to say, okay, what's really going on? Because what I find is that it eases my anxieties, it eases my stresses. It doesn't, it's not a distraction, it's actually helping me with having the right mindset. So learning, unlearning, and walking would be the two tips that I would highly recommend for someone to do.
That is awesome. So learning, unlearning, walking. Those are three, I guess we could say three, two and a half.
yes, all good.
that we're putting out there to help you. They weren't technically on my list, but like I said, is I walk. And that is the reason why I do the walking. And sometimes when I can't get out there because of the weather or because of what else, it kind of makes you feel like shut in and claustrophobic. And it helps me get rid of that itch. It's like, oh, let's go hang out and drink, or let's go hang out and do something else that's way more productive for me than spending an hour or two walking. You know what I mean? So if I go out and say, hey, I didn't walk all day and didn't want to go to the bar in the middle of the night, then what happens? You drink too much, or you drink too much for me. And then I wake up, I'm sluggish, I don't want to start the day, my day starts later, blase blah. So if I go for that walk, to me, that kind of, that's me start getting rid of that habit of having to go to the bar in the middle of the night for a sedative. Then it gives you time to relax and gives you time to think. And I'll listen to my Audible book, I'll listen to music. Sometimes I don't want to think anymore, I'll just listen to some fun music and just walk and be entertained. Entertain myself, people watch, and just see what's going on out there in the world. And I think that really, really helps you to get clarity on your day, you know. And if you want to make it productive, go run an errand while you walk. Go do something, pick up a couple items at the grocery store, depending on how far that is. You know, whatever it is for you, try to add on to that. You know, if you need a cup of bottle of water, whatever, walk to the store, get a bottle of water, and walk home. Or whatever it may be to help you become a better person. So what else would you tell us a little bit more about your podcast and people can find it?
Yeah, so my podcast is, I talk about people's habits, but I have guests everywhere from, I had a doctor on the night before. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Ray Higdon. I had him on, and I've had Holocaust survivors on. I've had people who've gone through very traumatizing life events, and it's amazing to talk to all these people. There was a man who weighed 420 pounds and lost 200 pounds. On my podcast, and that was just incredible. Yeah, so some really phenomenal guests, like definitely worth a listen, and it's just getting started because it's so meaningful to be able to sit with someone, hear what they have to say, and at the end of the day, it's a conversation. And when you look at conversations, I find that they are one of the best pieces of a person's day simply because of what gets shared and what was being talked about. And I can't say that for everybody, because some people might not like talking to their employer or their boss or something like that, but a podcast is nice because you can just sit back and listen and kind of just hear what we're talking about. You usually get involved with some more positive, more uplifting mindsets that can help you with your own day, and that's involved with that idea of learning again. You can get some more new information that you might not have had before. And you can find my podcast on Spotify, and it's on Apple Podcasts, it's on Stitcher, but if you just go to www.iantolson.com, that's just IANT as in Tom, OLSON as in Nick.com, then I provide links for my show in the descriptions and that sort of thing. So that's an easy place to find me. I provide my links for social media there as well.
Nice, nice. So make sure y'all rewind that, hit his Instagram up, hit his social media up, watch his podcast, it's about habits, and learn some information about those things, because those are things that are going to make or break your business and make or break your situation. I like to have different guests on my podcast because, you know, not everybody just wants to hear me talk. And I want to help. My goal in life is to help other people grow their business and get exposed and grow. So if I help you grow, you're going to help me grow, and then we'll grow together. So we'll have a forest instead of one single tree standing there by themselves. So that is the whole goal in me bringing people on and talking to people about things that they're passionate about. And, you know, sometimes on these podcasts, I like to help people out in what they're doing. So my help for you today, if you want a software that does not cost you anything, that you can just plug up to your laptop, stream, add all of that fun stuff to add on your YouTube, you can use OBS. Look up OBS. It doesn't cost you anything. It streams directly, like I'm using it to stream directly to my Facebook page. You can do all kind of things with the software, OBS, pre-record, record. It'll cut your audio out. It cuts your video out, so you don't have to, like, try to pull it out. You can add. I have not taken the time to learn how to add, like, the little subscribe now and the little Zoom or whatever stuff on that, but that is a great software, and it's free. There's a lot of YouTubes on it as well that show you how to add things to it. My biggest thing is free. And as entrepreneurs, we tag up a lot of subscriptional services all the time to grow their business. And, you know, having one that's quality is a great one to use. So tell everybody again what your social media is and where they can find you.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So my social media can be found Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram, and anywhere on there, if you just type in Ian Tolson, again, that's just I-A-N, and then T as in Tom, O-L-S-O-N as Nick, then that is the easiest way to find me. There's also my website, iantolson.com, that you could head over to. And I'm a pretty easy person to reach out to and talk with. I am checking that every single day just because I have people who like to read my ebook, and I like to connect with others to make sure they're doing well. So that's a good spot to find me. And if anything else, there's my email address, but you know, I'll just, you can find that through my social media. So I hope you guys have been enjoying this content. This has been great. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you were sharing your tips as well. I like what you're saying.
That is awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with? We have the last 5 minutes of the show. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, I would say that if you can focus on making small improvements on a regular basis, that is going to be the number one thing that will help a person succeed long term. And I'm just going to share a personal story about this. When I was about 10 years ago, I was homeless and I was doing drugs and I was drinking and things like that. So I was being homeless in Colorado, and then at some point I decided to move back to Montana. And I went from this state of being homeless and doing drugs and drinking and smoking cigarettes to doing less drugs, living in the back of a tent, backyard in a tent at my friend's house, and I had a job. And that was a small change, a small improvement. And when you extend that small improvements over a 10-year time frame, I'm working full-time. I have entrepreneur efforts that I do after work, and I own a house as well. So we go literally from homeless to living in a tent to homeowner and completely sober off of everything for more than 6 years. So making small little incremental adjustments so that way you can improve yourself, because nothing happens overnight. Once again, it's like growing a tree. It takes time. Just be patient with yourself and give yourself that opportunity to advance. Don't get frustrated and say, well, it's not working fast enough, so I'm doing it wrong and I don't like that, so I quit. Just make sure you just pursue what you're doing and just take it day by day. And if you just got to do a little bit at a time, just do a little bit at a time, but go in the right direction. Just keep going in the right direction.
And that right there is a phenomenal story and a great one to share, because people don't really understand that this being successful as a business owner, it's not going to happen overnight. There is no get rich scheme unless you win the lottery, and then why? So the thing is like you have to keep pushing. Done my podcast, and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's not enough. You know, I'm not getting the viewership, or I only got one person on my live, or this or that. Like, I don't care. I'm here to give out this information. I'm hoping that people look for it, people hear it, and then when they hear it, they're like, oh my God, where have you been all my life? And that is the response I'm starting to get now. So 2 years of not getting a whole lot of response, a couple people popping in on here, and then I bring my guests on. But just to stay that consistency, just to post, just to do those things in that consistent, building those success habits for you will make your business grow. No, it's not going to happen overnight. No, you're not going to drink a gallon of water every day if you never drank a gallon of water. No, you're not going to be a millionaire overnight and never make $8 in your life. So those are the things that you have to really, or you don't even know a millionaire. You don't know how you're going to make the money. You got to teach yourself all these new tricks, like school of hard knock life. So those are things, trials and tribulations. If you fall, you got to learn to motivate yourself to get you up and have that little wake-up call. I have one more. We don't have much more time, but I wanted to ask you, what was your aha moment? What was because there's some people who are homeless for all life. So what was that moment that was like, I can't do this anymore, and I had to make a change? I know it probably is a long story, but if we can make it short and sweet, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think what it was is it was a gradual buildup, because when I was homeless in Colorado, I was sleeping in abandoned buildings, and it was around wintertime, and wintertime in Montana is much colder than in Colorado, but needless to say, I'm sleeping outside where there's snow on the ground and waking up and just feeling your fingers numb and having to walk around just to try to get warm and having to get on just a bus that like is just going somewhere just because that's the only thing available to you because you're just getting so cold. And I just remember where people were telling me, like, you look hungry. Like, I was losing weight. I wasn't eating right. And I think it just got to a buildup where I was just like, you know, I'm just tired. I'm tired of being tired, and I'm tired of waking up hungry and cold. And it was just a grinding effort that I went on for months and months. And at some point I just had to say, okay, like, I'm ready to do something else with this, you know? And I was ready to say, okay, I need to go back to Montana. So that decision of I'm tired of having to continuously deal with this, and I want to make my life slightly more comfortable was all it really boiled down to.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. That's good. And that's how everybody has to think about it. If you're tired of getting those same results that you're doing, if you're tired of living that life that you're mm-hmm. living, you got to create these new habits. You got to change. You got to make these changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate you having you on. I won't hold you here much longer, but I really appreciate you having on. I'm very happy for the information that you've given and sending out where they can find you. And kudos on your book. Get it done, you know, self-publish it, however, and get it out there so people can learn these great habits and learn your story about who you are and how you overcome. Because a lot of people in their lives need to understand that there are people who, not everybody came from with a silver spoon. A lot of people came from the bottom and got all the way up to the top. And it is possible. You just have to be focused and be willing to make those major changes in your life, mentally, physically, and emotionally, to do those kinds of things. And that's where you become successful.
I completely agree with you. And I'm glad you said that as well, because there was a part of this that I'm mentioning here that I haven't put into my book, and I'm very glad that you said that, because it's inspiring me to say, oh, I need to go put that thing in there. So, yeah, that was fantastic. I'm glad I was here, and I'm glad I was able to share, and I appreciate you having me on, because this has been a great time. Thank you.
Yeah, please share, and send me a link to yours, and if you have any spots available, I'll be happy to be a guest on yours as well. So just let me know. You DM me or whatever, and we can go from there. So you have a good night.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. This is Ivy Nikita, your DIY business coach. We're signing off in Studio U. That was a great show, teaching about habits. Habits help you overcome anything that you do not want to be doing. If you're struggling, if you're living your life, if you're having a hard time with what you're doing in your life, those habits that you can create, those habits will change you and make you a different person. Those habits will motivate you to be a better, healthier being emotionally, physically, and aware. So create those positive habits, get things done, and let's get to that money. So I'll talk to you guys later. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off here in Studio U. And please watch and share, subscribe, like, turn your notifications on. Make sure you click the links in all of the bios. Make sure you're on my email list. Make sure you're in my meetup group. There's so many ways we can connect and grow. I'm giving away a lot of free information, and there's a lot of paid information. So make sure you sign up and be a part of my group. Be a part of Get Money Tribe. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.